This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 23 for 27 July 2010. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and in this episode, we hear about a patient who suffered from sciatica, a patient who suffered with high blood pressure, and a patient who suffered with schizophrenia. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more stories about people who have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are an upper cervical chiropractor and you are looking for a creative way to promote your practice and upper cervical in your own area, be sure to click on the services tab to learn about the audio podcasting services. And I wanted to share with you what this doctor had to say about having an audio interview online.
My name is Dr. Stan Pierce, and I had a patient that came in today. It was a new patient referred down to the office through the internet. She actually didn't have a source contact for her referral, so when I asked her how she heard about us, she said that she had been going online researching upper cervical doctors, and she was deciding between me and another doctor. And I asked her what caused her to make her decision to come in to see me rather than the other doctor, and she said she had heard an interview that I had done with Dr. Paul Hambrick. And based upon that knowledge she got from the interview, she came in to see me. So thank you, Dr. Hambrick.
More and more Americans are going online to do their health research. Latest statistics from PewInternet.org is that 61% of Americans go online to start their health research. And when a patient makes a decision about what doctor to choose from a website, they're not choosing the doctor, they're choosing a website. So if every doctor in your town has a website, what are you doing different to make your potential patients choose you? To learn more, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, click on the services tab, and learn how adding audio to your website benefits you and ultimately benefits your patients and potential patients. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. And now, this week's Testimonial Tuesday. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is a show where we hear stories of how people's lives have been changed through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick.
How's your week been?
It was good. Nice and relaxing. Nah, I have two boys, 3 years old and 6 years old.
You were getting ready to say today what? You were getting ready to tell me about today.
Oh, I was going to tell you today's story is going to kind of be probably four weaved in one.
Okay.
As sometimes these end up being, right?
Sure.
But let's see. 2 months ago, I got a husband and wife in. I came in on my day off. A really good patient of mine referred them in my office. They're from Bethel, Alaska. They used to live in L.A., but business got so bad in the restaurant business, they said the hell with it and moved to Alaska. And he's a cab driver. I don't know what his wife is doing, but that's besides the point. He had really bad low back pain and sciatic issue for about 15 years, and his wife had been on blood pressure medication for 20 years. Now, both of them were seeing a full spine doctor up in Bethel, and he got relief for a day or two. He'd be 50-60% better, and then slowly he'd come back. He'd go back in a week later, get adjusted, and at least it saved his liver from being on painkillers all the time, or less of the time than he perhaps would have been if he wasn't seeing that full spine doctor. And anytime I have a full spine patient come in, I always make it very clear that when they're corrected, they're going to think that I didn't do anything, because if you don't, you usually end up into a big issue. And I still did with this particular patient. But we had something in common, so, and that's fishing. I knew he was from Alaska, so I asked him if he fished, and of course he did, and fished for salmon. That's part of the story later on. So I make the correction on him, and he gets up off the table, and he says, "That's it? You've got to be kidding me. You charged $345 for that? You didn't even do anything." And I basically, he was a little tongue-in-cheek, so I told him to shut up and go rest in the back room for 15 minutes, and tomorrow you'll know that I did something. And so I took him back to the rest area, laid him down, got his wife on the table, corrected her, lied, whatever. Hope my English teacher isn't listening to this. Put her to bed back there for 15 minutes. My Korean translator was in the office with me. I ran out because I had to go do something and thought I'd never see the guy again, right? So they were ending up flying out the next evening, the next morning, which was Saturday in this case. I was in with the patient, first patient in the morning, 8:30, and when I was taking the patient back, I saw him walking through the door, but didn't put two and two together. That was actually the guy that I adjusted the day before. And he had absolutely no sciatica, no back pain, was totally blown away. He just wanted to come in and say thanks. So I talked to him for a little bit. Wife didn't really feel anything. Flew back up to Alaska, and about 5 weeks later, through his buddy that referred him in, he said, "Hey, I talked to so-and-so, and you're not going to believe it. His back pain sciatica is completely clear. He's completely happy. He wants to fly about 10 of his friends down that are in trouble." And the kicker to the story is his wife's blood pressure completely normalized. She's off all the medication. And about a week ago, they flew back down. I think it's been about two and a half months. And he brought me two salmon, silver salmon, about 8 pounds each. Checked his wife. She's still completely balanced. She's blood pressure is completely normal. I had to correct him, even though he was, you know, 70% better. His back was bothering him a little bit. He was ticked off because he couldn't convince some of his friends to come down, but he did drag his son, who lives in L.A., into the office, who's been suffering with schizophrenia for a good, gosh, it's been 20 years. Since he's 9, he's had the problems. Mm. He's on 3 really heavy-duty antipsychotic medications, and he's been under care about 10 days. I think I've checked him twice since the initial correction. His upper back pain is much better. His energy, says, is much, much better. And so then, of course, you know, I could care less about the musculoskeletal stuff. I asked him, "Well, is there anything that you've noticed?" He had auditory hallucinations. And he says, "Yes, since I've been adjusted, I always hear birds chirping," even though on some level he knows they're not there. And he says that's been reduced about 75%. So
wow.
I'm hoping that at some point that we can – those cases are like – they're really tough just there when you're – for 15 or 20 years or when you've been on that heavy duty of a medication, it – pretty much numbs the nervous system to the point where who knows what innate can do, but we'll find out, and maybe I'll have a follow-up with this one.
Right.
So that's my, let's see, 3 testimony stories and 1 interwoven with a fishing story. And all of you know that I'm very fond of fishing. But he's flying back, and he says that next time hopefully he'll be able to drag some of those people down from Bethel. Man, I don't know if you know this, but in Alaska, if you're a citizen, because the oil that's drilled up there, they get, and it changes every year, but he said $1,800 a person, they just send them a check as a royalty for being a citizen.
Really?
Pretty cool. Unlike California, where they just keep raising your damn taxes and have tripled the fees of parking tickets, and my wife, she drives like I do. She ran a red light. One of those damn cameras. Guess how much the camera ticket was?
$350.
$486.
Wow.
So I've got a patient who is the head of that department in San Pedro Police Department, and I asked him about it, and he says that the actual fine for that code through the city is $100. There's a $386 levy, whatever you want to call it, that the state of California has levied it. So that's how they're trying to, I call it a stealth tax. So he told me, "Well, just fight it by trial declaration, and the picture is not so clear." So we even though she's guilty as hell, I don't want to pay the state of California.
Especially when they're recording.
Playing Big Brother with these cameras. It's like, what are they going to do next?
I don't know. Tap into our podcast broadcast?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm probably tapped all the way around from the emails I've sent out over the years. Screw you, government. I'm a libertarian. Sorry.
What are you doing staying in California then?
Well, let's see. Two businesses, a house. I suppose I could leave, right? Well, what's keeping me here is my wife. I don't think I could ever get her to leave here. Let's see. I could get her to move to Santa Barbara. That's still California.
Yeah.
She's from Iowa. She has anything against the middle of the country. Sorry.
Wow.
Or everything against the middle of the country.
Well, okay, since we're offending groups of people here, your wife, by any chance, wouldn't have Dutch ethnicity background, would she?
She might have like 1/10 Dutch.
Oh, okay. Because they're all over Iowa, and that's a hard group of people to come from.
Oh, why is that?
They're very black and white.
I should be Dutch then.
Say that again?
I said I should be Dutch then.
Yeah. Think of an entire nation like you.
I don't want to go there. Actually, I did just get a Van der Lubbe and a Van der Bon in my office. They're both Dutch, obviously. That's a story, too. She had headaches every day for 2 months after smashing her head into the refrigerator after slip and fall, and one correction is completely clear.
Oh, nice.
Another guy has Meniere's, and he's a marathon runner, and he said his running's already improved. We're waiting on the Meniere's because he only gets like 2 or 3 attacks. In fact, Burcon, he was researching on the internet, and he found Burcon's Meniere's stuff in his website. Called Burcon. Burcon sent him to me. Another example of how social media is getting people in upper cervical offices.
Yep.
That's happening. I've said this on other casts that we've done, that I'm getting at least 3 new patients a month, people just researching.
Yep.
That's how the anesthesiologist that I talked about last time, or a couple times ago we talked about, that's how he got in the office.
You know, the key is content like this. I mean, Testimonial Tuesday is very condition specific. It's not because we love to talk about conditions, because that's what people research.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do a Meniere's testimony.
Just as long as they don't start, Big Brother doesn't start, and Big Pharmaceutical Brother doesn't start having some ability to monitor what the public sees on the internet. I've read a couple articles that Google actually is in cahoots with it. Who knows if this is just conspiracy, but they're able to track pretty much every move you make. I mean, I'm on Google 25 times a day.
Yeah.
God knows what they think of me.
Well, you're right. They can track just about anything you do online. If you have a Google account and you do anything through Google, they can check it. They can watch what you're doing. But, you know, their motto is do no evil.
You've heard about the stuff going on in China, right?
Yeah.
What were you saying? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I just said their motto is do no evil. So, we're okay. Well, Dr. Hall, we will talk to you next week.
All right, take it easy.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please join us next week for another great story about how upper cervical is changing lives. For more testimonials, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. Be sure to subscribe to this show in iTunes. Write reviews, tell your friends. The more attention the podcast gets, the more attention upper cervical gets. the more people are helped. We'll see you next week.